Welcome home, neighbors. This is Mike from Sorrento, Florida, and owner at Copper Creek Villas and Cabins. You're listening to My DVC Point.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 12 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode is brought to you in conjunction with MagicalMaraDesigns.com. If you're looking for cute, comfortable, and custom mouse ears to rock on your next trip home, look no further than MagicalMaraDesigns.com. Our friend Tamara Spidell will take excellent care of you. She has pre-designed ears already available on her website, but she also makes completely custom ears just for you. Check her out, MagicalMaraDesigns.com. In today's episode, we're talking with none other than the Disney Podfather, Mr. Kurt Stone from Geekin' on WDW Podcast. Kurt's been cranking out trip reports and giving trip advice to Walt Disney World for about 4 years now in a podcast called Geekin' on WDW. I'm going to encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax and enjoy this show. And just learn what Kurt is all about. You'll get a little bit more of Kurt talking in this show than you do on his shows, because he's normally the one asking the questions, but today he's doing all the explaining. And that's what we love to hear, is members telling you their stories. So let's jump right into this interview and welcome Kurt to the show. You're an owner at Bay Lake.
I am. Bay Lake Tower, yeah.
How long have you been a member, Kurt?
Since 2010, so 8 years.
That was about the time DVC was selling that direct. Is that when you joined?
Yeah, it was. So we had, my wife and I, we call her Mama, and we fell in love with the beach club. I'll tell you my backstory if you want when you're ready. But
yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah, well the beach, well, yeah, you want to go way back? Okay.
Yeah, let's just take it all the way back.
All right. My Disney experience, I'll take a story back to when I was a kid, Chad, and it was... Yeah. In the neighborhood where I lived, you know, my parents, my wife kind of has the same story where our parents never really took us on any big vacations. I live in Connecticut. So Florida's a pretty good trip to drive. And I remember some neighbors driving there. You know, the one thing I remember, Chad, funny enough, is they would come back from driving and they always had fireworks with them because they would stop at the south of the border. I was thought as a kid, little kid, that was so cool. But they were talking about going to Disney World. And of course, we watched all of the Uncle Walt television programs and specials and like that. So that was kind of the thing I was always thinking about in going to Disney World. In my professional life, there was a conference. I was a Lotus Notes developer. I don't know if any of your listeners will know what that is. It's a very...
Oh, yeah. Very old email program.
Yeah. And it also had a development platform that I developed programs on, workflow programs. Still kind of make my living in that vein, but not with Lotus Notes. But I had an opportunity... I moved to companies and I was sitting in a meeting and they said, we've got this conference ticket that someone can't go to. And I was only there a month too. This was so perfect. I'd always wanted to go to the conference and the conference was in Disney World. And that was
okay. That's as good as it gets for business trips.
I'll tell you what, 1999. And I had this opportunity to go down. They have it at the Dolphin and the Swan. So if you're familiar with those facilities,
I have been to a conference there. Yeah. It's a great, great meeting spot.
Awesome. Like I had never been to a conference. This is like 10,000 people at this conference. Very enthusiastic geeks that know the software. And it was a lot of fun in its own right. I got there late. This conference used to sell out really early as soon as they booked it and started putting it out there. And I was kind of late. It was already November. It was a January conference, but I was able to book at the Downtown Disney hotels down there. And they did have shuttles over. But when I ever pulled in to that Downtown Disney area and just the way the resorts, they're so huge and the activity going on, the streets and the traffic, I was immediately blown away. I just, and then to go over to the Dolphin and the Swan and to see those conferences was just awesome. And I just knew, my kids were young at the time. I have three kids, and let's see, back then, I don't know, what were they, like 6, 8, and 10, something like that?
Okay. So they were about perfect Disney age.
They were perfect age, exactly. And, you know, I always knew my wife was a big Disney fan, of course, the movies and all that. And again, same kind of story, never been to Florida, that kind of thing. So I was able that first time to get a ticket over to what was MGM Studios at the time, 1999. And I spent half a day there, and I tried not to do any of the real great rides. I just kind of tried to get, I only had the afternoon, so I kind of got the lay of the
land. It's about like an after 4 p.m. ticket for a conference or something.
Yeah, it was like a teaser. Okay. It was like a teaser, you know? And yeah, so anyways,
you like that.
My wife and I always laugh because we have three young kids, two years apart at the time. And they're in Connecticut. There's this Lake Compounds amusement park. It's near ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut. And I remember taking the kids over there, and they were, again, young. The final hour, they were all on the ground, flapping on the ground, crying and screaming. And I said to my wife, we are never taking these kids anywhere until they're old enough, you know? And so we waited till my youngest Ben turned 6 years old. So they were 6, 8, and 10. And I think it was 2 years. Actually, it was right around the tragedies in New York City that we actually ended up taking the whole gang down there. And then my wife just absolutely was nutso crazy. And she's the type of person, when she goes somewhere and she likes and gets used to it, that she wants to go back all the time. So that's kind of my backstory.
So a little bit later in life, you guys started going to Disney. It was a conference that brought you down there.
Exactly. And we got hooked, brought the family down. And the first time we stayed at the DoubleTree Resort, and so I kind of knew that familiarity. I knew that. It's funny, I do a podcast now, right, for 4 years, and I can, remembering back, I knew absolutely nothing. Mom did a lot of research, and you know, we didn't have Facebook and Twitter and all that, but we had Disboards. So she spent a lot of time on Disboards. Yep. And the other thing, the other great thing, was the unofficial guide book, which we read cover to cover. I mean, we didn't know what a fast pass was when we got down there. We were like, we didn't even know, we didn't even know what we were doing. But we had a great time. I think the next year we went back, and I always think the name of the resort now, it used to be the Royal Plaza. It was all pink, and one of the hurricanes damaged it over the years, and they changed it now. They redid a bunch of stuff, and they call it the B. It's like right across the street. We stayed at that one the next year. And then I really got ruined, Chad. On their third trip, we went to the Polynesian.
Uh-oh. So you went from like low-grade off-property to the Poly, right?
Well, it was technically on-property, but it wasn't like, you know, the Disney-themed resorts. And but yeah, so we actually, that was like Christmas and New Year's. And we went with my wife's sister and their family. They have three kids. We actually, what a deal, because actually, I think this was around the 2001. So we got, would you believe, we got the Polynesian for $169 a night at Christmas time. And
oh, wow. That had to be post 9/11.
It was. And it was also an annual pass rate. We learned the annual pass trick. But that kind of got me thinking DVC. That the first time at a deluxe resort, we really got spoiled. We were there for, we did like 10 nights too. It was a glorious.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great trip.
It was. Absolutely.
This was what, 2001 about time frame?
Yep. Yep. So it's been, you know, 17 years, and we've been going pretty much every year. And, you know, we looked at DVC. My wife and I actually went to the conference over the years. I went there like 8 times. She kind of surprised me with young kids. Pretty devoted to the kids. But one time she says to me, you know, are you going to the conference? I was, yeah, there's a pretty good chance. And she was wondering, could she go with me and leave the kids home? I was like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, of course. Right. Those are the best trips.
I'm good with it. And her sister is a big, both of them, they're only a year apart. And they, again, love Disney. So we actually would bring her sister with us. And I think it was 3 times we stayed at the beach club. And again, talking about getting ruined because of the proximity.
Yeah. Yeah. Beach club. Love, 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 love beach club.
Exactly. So that first time, I remember we stayed up on the end that's really close to Epcot too, in one of those rooms. And you literally go down the hall, down the stairs, and there's a back door gate there that is right at the International Gateway. I mean, that is just, it was so convenient for the conference. You know, I would go to the conference and do that for 4 or 5 days, and that I'd have some time at the beginning and end of the time to go out with the ladies, and then we'd have a good time. So the beach club was my first thought. Of course, they weren't selling directly from Disney at that time, so it would have been resale. So like you said, Bay Lake Tower was selling brand new, and it was beautiful. My wife really likes the contemporary style. You know, location's always been important to me for the DVC stuff too. The
yeah,
beach club.
Yeah.
I love the
location,
beach
location, location. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Love to be really close. I love those walks that you can take from the resorts into the parks. And man, we debated this over and over and back and forth. We did like the convenience of financing a little. We bought a lot of points and we financed half of it. And we thought getting directly from Disney was worked really well. So at the end of the day, we said, you know, it's going to be brand new. It's got more years. It goes to 2060 is the contracts that we have. You know, it was brand new. It had lower
dues. Yep. That's still the case.
Yeah. So, you know, and what happened was I came home on a Thanksgiving weekend. My wife says, you know, that's it. We're doing it. We're not talking about this anymore. We've been talking about this for 10 years. We're getting older. Life's too short. All of those kind of things. And then she did go on, I think it was DVC, the Diz boards again. She was out there. This was not promoted anywhere, but they had one of those Black Friday sales, and they don't do it very often. And they actually had a DVC store, they called it, in Long Island. So I live in Connecticut. So my daughter and I took a drive there, and they were having a sale on points.
Okay, this was a direct sale off property? Wow.
They had a building. They had two of these, what they call them DVC stores. They had one in Long Island at a mall, and they had one in Chicago at the time. They've since closed. They had actually full models of the Bay Lake Tower two-bedroom set up in the mall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was cool. I knew everything. I had researched it so much. I mean, I walked in there, I had an appointment, and my daughter and I, and they said, well, can we answer any questions? And I said, not really. I think maybe the financing was it, but I had no questions about how it worked and all that. I'm an analytical person. I looked at it upside down, sideways. I knew I was buying. I knew they were running that promotion for that day. It was funny. I remember them saying to me, this was like in November of that year. Yeah, because it was Thanksgiving time. And they said, you know, next year, and I thought they were doing a sales job on me. We're going up. They were selling at, oh, I want to say like 100 a point, maybe a little more, 105, something like that. And they were going up to something like 150 a point. Like it was some big number. And I thought they were just, you know, blowing smoke at me. And you
know,
they really did. I mean, I bought at the right time. I really did.
That is like rule number one for anybody listening to this. If Disney says the prices are going up, the prices are going up.
Yeah, they're quite a popular vacation club timeshare property. There's no doubt about it. And I'm amazed at what the prices are now since I've been a member. And if I figured it all out with everything I got, it was like 97 a point and figured it out. Really pleased that I made the jump when I did.
Oh yeah, considering that Bay Lake contract's going for roughly 140 now a point at the time of recording.
Yeah, we really do enjoy it. My wife, she loves it. It's one of her favorites. If I were to tell you my favorites, I would say the Polynesian. I really love the Polynesian still. Okay. That's probably my first love resort on property. And Beach Club and Bay Lake Tower are right there. But yeah. Those are my top three.
Right now, you just have the original contracts from Bay Lake?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So no add-on itis is hit?
We have it, but, you know, I've been putting three kids through college also, and I'm in the 12th year of 12 years, and we'll see. I did buy two contracts. I'll tell you how many points. I bought two contracts. And the reason we did this was if we were ever to sell, it's if you break it up into smaller contracts.
Oh yeah. I'm a huge fan of that because smaller contracts, they sell faster and for more per point.
There you go. So we bought two 125 pointers. If I use all my points, no problem. I'm usually borrowing into the next year. I'd like to get one more 125 pointer. And I definitely would do resale, and then I would do it over at probably Saratoga Springs. Although my wife might fight me on that. She still thinks location is totally important. But for that third contract, I don't think I'd mind so much. But then I'd have something to give to my kids. All three of them would have an equal.
Yeah, all three of them would have a contract. So now, are all three of your kids still active Disney people? Have they lost interest as they've grown up?
My kids have been really great to go on vacation. Although they were all older, which kind of, I felt, you know, whatever, that was a little bit reluctance on my part to buy because my family was really just about grown. But at the ages that they were, when we did buy, we could bring friends. They front loaded the points for that year. So I had like 500 points the first trip, and we did a 2-bedroom at Bay Lake Tower. And just, oh, I was like, this is awesome. And I think they each brought a friend, something like that.
Yeah, it sleeps nine.
Yeah.
Two parents, three kids, three friends.
Yeah, exactly. And if I, you know, think over the years, they've all, you know, they've brought girlfriends. We've brought down for the boys have brought, my daughter has a best friend who loves absolutely Disney World too. And so they've come. So that's another great perk. I always knew that it'd be great to bring family or friends down. And so that's worked out really well. This last trip we went in January, and my wife and I went for 2 weeks with our good friends, Auntie Judy and Uncle Ken, which we call from our podcast. My wife and Judy are great, great friends, and they would do the travel agency part of our business together. They also just love booking these trips. And this was actually, I think it was the first time Judy actually leveraged our vacation club. We actually did a couple of nights, I think, at All-Stars because I didn't have enough points or something. And then I did a 2-bedroom at Animal Kingdom at Kidani, which I had never stayed at the Kidani one, or a 2-bedroom. So that was cool. We did.
Now, did you do Savannah View or standard?
It was standard, but you know, it was, you could see animals, put it that way. And it was like the backside, and there was like a access road back there and a gate, and you could see the animals kind of, they were hanging out back there actually. So that was good for one night. And then we did a 1-bedroom at Bay Lake Tower for the rest of the week. And that was just the four of us. And then my kids all flew in, and Lindsay's friend Ellie flew in. So they all came in, and we did a first time a week at Old Key West, 2-bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and so cool. What'd you think of Old Key West? How'd that work out?
Cause you really loved it, Chad. You read all different reviews from people, and I always heard people really loved Old Key West, and they talk about the size of the rooms. It was one of the original DVCs, obviously. And, you know, you heard me already talk about location. So I've always been kind of a prude when it comes to location. But I'll tell you what, I love the beach vibe and the Bob Marley music and the Jimmy Buffett and they get on the boat and you can ride on down to Disney Springs. We took advantage of that. You know, the 2-bedroom was really nice size. We had a nice close. The Livia's, the restaurant was fantastic. Everything. I love walking around that property. Really did enjoy that. I wouldn't mind owning there. So,
you know, I don't think there's like a bad place to own.
Yeah. So true.
It's all DVC by definition. Very good.
It's been fun to try all of them. At this point, the only two resorts I've never stayed at in all of property boiled down, and I'm embarrassed to say, it's one of them's Wilderness Lodge. I don't know how that's slipped us.
Oh, Kurt, you got to right that wrong, man.
I know it. I'm working on it, Chad. My wife and Judy, you know, you can book. We've already got the Bay Lake Tower booked for January, and we're looking. She's actually thinking of Saratoga Springs. That's actually the other one that I've never stayed at. So those are the two that I've not stayed at. Only because to save points. And there's a whole method to our madness because of our huge internet community. And we've got some close friends through our podcast that are going to be there in October of 2019. We kind of want to save some points for October 2019 too. So maybe a Geek and Family meetup is going to happen down there. So
I have an annual pass. We'll travel, brother.
Where are you from?
I'm from around the Ann Arbor area.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. I'll have one when I do this for next year for sure too. Yeah. I love it.
So Saratoga and Wilderness Lodge.
Those are only two I haven't lived at yet.
Wilderness Lodge with Copper Creek. Now you got to go there twice because you got to hit both sides.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, we're hearing great things about Copper Creek. We've had listeners obviously staying there and talking all about it. So getting great reports from Copper Creek. That's exciting. Yeah. That convenience to Magic Kingdom on the boat is great. And I love the atmosphere. You know, 2 years ago, we were so excited to stay at the Grand Floridian and we enjoyed it. It was great. Obviously, you're on the resort loop. But, you know, I learned something about myself, which I should have known at my age.
Okay.
I'm more of a laid back kind of guy. I'm not like the formality of Grand Floridian didn't impress me. And there was a lot of formal things going on. Like there's weddings and there's that kind of thing. I love going over there to eat and to go visit.
But then you walk into the lobby and there's like a full orchestra on the second floor.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. If that's your thing, I'm just not a formal person. I mean, I'm a Wilderness Lodge kind of guy. I'm a Polynesian guy, right? I want to rock one with flops.
I hear you. I own some points at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
That's one of my homes and beautiful. I love it there. Love it, love it, love it, love it there. But yeah, I actually stayed at Grand Flow over Memorial Day this year.
Okay. What'd you think?
And I got the formality of it, but in all honesty, I just rocked it in my Under Armour t-shirt and my workout shorts and looked like a normal tourist walking through. And, you know, the formality didn't bother me.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's not like you feel out of place or anything. I don't have that kind of feeling about it. But yeah, we had trouble with transportation, actually. That was the biggest bummer. The monorail will go down. And if the monorail goes down and you're staying at Grand Floridian, you think you're staying at the flagship resort, they can't get you to Epcot easily. It's like, and we had a tour. We had one of the tours. It was during the Flower and Garden. It was the tea tour over at the UK Pavilion. And we ended up being really late getting over there. We actually ended up walking over to the Ticket and Transportation Center and taking the bus or monorail from there. So yeah, that was kind of the biggest disappointment.
I could see where that would be a really inconvenient factor.
Yeah. Yeah. We ended up getting some fast passes or something. But anyways, yeah, but that's right. They gave us, we were waiting for the bus. They weren't telling us when it's going to come and it didn't come. And then we complained a little bit. We ended up getting fast passes because we were all late for everything. And we ended up using those that they gave us over at Epcot. But so, you know, we made the best of it. But yeah, it was just a little disappointing that the transportation was bad from the flagship resort.
If the monorail's up, that trip to Magic Kingdom, you can't beat.
Absolutely.
And the boat ride back there is actually pretty fast, too.
Absolutely. It's kind of weird they never finished the walking path there. I don't know what's up with that. It kind of stops. If you can see people walking, they get halfway there and they realize, oh, this doesn't go all the way to the Grand Floridian.
No, it doesn't. You can see it from the monorail. I kind of followed it from the monorail and went, well, there's the place for the boats for the electric light stay. And yes, there's no bridge over that.
Exactly. Walking. You're exactly right. Yep.
Now, what about off property? Have you ventured out to Grand Cal or?
We have never stayed anywhere but on property. Yeah, we've never done anything other than Disney World.
Okay. So no Vero, no Hilton Head, no Alani?
Not yet. No. We almost, our 25th wedding anniversary, my wife and I talked about, I think the trip that we want to do eventually, but we, again, ended up not doing it would be do an Alani and a Disneyland. My wife's never been to Disneyland too.
Oh my gosh, Kurt, you got to write that wrong as well.
Exactly. We will, like I said, don't forget, I put a lot of money into 3 college tuitions.
Yeah. Yeah. And coming from the East Coast as well, getting over to the West Coast is.
It was at the end of the day, what we ended up doing for our 25th wedding anniversary was the 2-bedroom at Bay Lake Tower. We were able to get our whole family there. And, you know, that's it. The flights are a lot cheaper to Florida. It's a couple hundred dollars instead of, what, $500 or $600 to
West Coast.
Yeah. I mean, the choice would have been just my wife and I going on our anniversary trip or bringing the family. So we're kind of a family. So we wanted to celebrate with the whole family. So you asked the question about my kids. So my daughter is just wild about Disney. She's done 2 tours as a cast member in the college program over the last few years.
Okay.
And so she's worked down there 2 different springs and did the cast member thing. So she,
that would make her a Disney fanatic, right?
Absolutely. And she is very knowledgeable. She and I started our podcast together 4 years ago, and she's just a great fun to do that with my daughter. Now, my youngest son, both my boys, they enjoy it. I mean, they're not, if you were to ask my son, Ben, he'd probably say he'd rather go to Wildwood, New Jersey on the beach than Disney. But they both went with us in January. And, you know, my wife was pretty much the one instigator, especially my older boy. Just, you know, he's 26 years old. He lives near Boston. So he flew in from Boston, but he really enjoyed himself. He just came by himself and spent time with the family. He really likes to spend time with us. I don't know why, but he does. He comes to visit me. He just bought a house too, but he still likes to come visit me. He's got a beautiful girlfriend that goes on vacation with us too and stuff. But it's been nice that as they've become adults, that they still enjoy to spend time with us. So we're a pretty close family.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, DVC has this line that goes, memberships you'll never outgrow. And it sounds like you've been in DVC for a decade now.
Yeah, getting on it. So, right. We've definitely taken advantage of it. We've gotten the best of all of it.
Most excellent. 10 years into this, you're kind of a veteran member then, at least from my definition. What advice would you give somebody who's interested in DVC?
We can peel this back more, but here's the criteria that I always tell people that, first of all, do you think you would go to Disney World every year or every other year and not get sick of it? Now, when I asked that question of myself, I knew my wife for sure. When we bought, I was sort of like, I don't know, maybe I would get sick of this, you know, every single year. But even, and I knew she never would. She's the type, type of person, she finds something she likes, she gets used to it. There was no question in my mind that, you know, this would be perfect for her. So, you know, whatever makes mama happy, Chad.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right?
You got it, buddy. So I knew that. That is so true for us. And also, I was like, you know, it's cold in the wintertime up in Connecticut. And I know it is where you are too. So to go to Florida in the wintertime as I get in my older years, you know, I'll have that. So I pretty much passed that test when I thought about, could I go every year? Because you get the most bang for your buck with your points by going to the Disney properties. You'll find that out for sure. We can talk about the other. I don't have personal experience, but I've heard of others using RCI and that kind of stuff. So first is, will you go every year? And do you like to stay at the deluxe resorts? You know, the best accommodations. And the reason I said my backstory was because I got spoiled. Like I was the type of person, well, you know, I'll just go, we won't be in the room much. We'll be running around, right? And you're only saying that because the cost of those deluxe resorts are so, it's part of the reason you're saying that. If you're honest with yourself, right, who wouldn't want to stay at the best and the most beautiful? And, you know, I'm the first one to be a little.
And the most convenient, right?
Yeah.
The most convenient. That walk to the Magic Kingdom, that one bus stop, that one boat thing.
It seemed like a dream that couldn't be fulfilled, to be honest with you. I remember my history going back to my folks never could afford to go to this, something like this. This was, Disney's been, you know, a lot, has meant a lot to us. If you read into my story, we're really grateful and thankful that we were able to do this, that I've been able to provide this for my family and all of that stuff. So we were very grateful about what we've done. And now to even take that step further into the DVC, it's just awesome. The really thing that got me stuck for many years was the maintenance cost. Because the maintenance cost is pretty significant for a year. You could almost do, you probably could do a week at the All-Stars for what it cost me in my maintenance fees.
Yep.
As I analyze the numbers. But on the other hand, I would never be able to do a two, you know, if you cost out the two bedroom or the one bedroom and all those things at a deluxe, it doesn't even come close. So you're really paying for the deluxe accommodations. So those are the two big ones, really. And at the end of the day, you can start thinking at things. Well, you know, if things got tight, could I rent my points? And you could actually pay your dues, that kind of stuff. So there were a couple of safeguards there too. I thought about, again, I knew I was going to be putting three kids through college, you know, so it wasn't all that easy.
Yeah. And three kids through college, you might want to just forego vacation one year.
Exactly. If you boil it down to those two big ones and you fit, like I've run into people that have no kids, they go and they stay at a deluxe resort every single year. I mean, it's like a no brainer. Like, what are you doing? And we had friends that are part of the Geekin' family on the podcast. And it was funny. I was interviewing one. He's a great person to have on the show. His name is Jeff McCartney. And he drops that bomb on me. Yeah, we went to see the presentation. We bought at Saratoga. Just like that. I was like, yeah, I'm so glad you did because you guys are so perfect for that.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, well, before we had kids, we stayed at the Value Resorts.
Sure.
And then I think the next trip we stayed Value as well because my mother-in-law paid for it.
Yeah.
And she made the choices, which, you know, I'll stay wherever if somebody else is paying for it.
Yeah. And I hadn't really stayed at the Values. We've, you know, supplemented with the Values more recently. Like, I took some special trips down when I was dropping off my daughter for the college program. I drove her down and I would stay at the values. I didn't want to use my points because I was just kind of, it was like a utility trip to get her down there or when I was picking her up. Those were the first times I ever stayed at the All-Stars or, and my wife and I stayed at Pop Century a couple times and we've stayed at Art of Animation over the last few years. There is nothing wrong with those resorts. Believe me, don't think I'm a, you know, a snob, like a deluxe snob. Because I think that if you've got young kids and you're trying out Disney for the first time and you go the classic pattern, hey, let's do the values this year. And then, you know, let's look at the price at the moderates. And then, you know, I kind of made the jump quick because I got the good price with the annual pass discount, but I kind of skipped the level. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those. They're comfortable. They're fantastic with all the theme. The kids will never know the difference. They'll think it's great. But if you're going, boy, if you're just going the two of you with your wife or husband and try out a deluxe and see what you think.
Yeah, that I'm hooked on the deluxe, right? Well, for me, it became getting hooked on the bedroom, right? And having a door there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. The one bedrooms with the full kitchens and the living rooms and all that. Yeah. It's awesome. My wife loves, you know, to be able to throw some laundry there. You don't have to pack as much stuff. There's lots of other little perks, right? And I love the little perks. They're doing a lot more stuff for the DVZ parties they're putting on and all those things. I think those are fantastic.
Oh yeah. The moonlight parties are absolutely incredible. Speaking of that, we got some really good advice for people looking in. If you had it to do over again, would you buy Bay Lake again or would you look at another resort?
I think I did the right thing. Yeah, for the time, I think it is timing is important. If Polynesian had been open, I would have gone with Polynesian probably. The only thing with Polynesian though, as you probably know, is they don't have two bedrooms or one bedrooms.
Yeah, it's studio or off the charts expensive on the points for the bungalows.
Exactly. Although if you're doing a deluxe, I don't know if there's any better than the deluxe with the two bathrooms at the Polynesian.
Yeah, that is nice. That is very, 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 very nice.
We think back on the decision we made and every time I look back on it, it's perfect, you know, and I think the rooms I think, and maybe you can comment on this too, you know, they keep adding more rooms in DVC properties. So I'm not having, and I'm not going in the prime time all the time, Chad, either. Cause right. It's just, you know, I'm going in January. Actually, I'm going some of the lower times. So my availability's a little more open. I'm more flexible when I go now. Like I don't have to go at the summer when the kids are in school and that kind of stuff right now. I can pretty much go and stay. I think
I'm envious of that, by the way, cause not only do I have the kids in school factor, I have my wife as a teacher factor. So she can't get off work. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least she has a lot of time to go on vacation though too. So
yeah. So we have some flexibility in the summer, but it is hot. It is definitely hot.
Boy, we did an August one. Why did we do it? Last time it wasn't that long ago. I thought my skin was going to burn when we were walking down Main Street USA one time. I was like, in August? Wow. It really is something else. We're going to go January this past year and then we're going to go January. And then I'm hoping with our little, you know, we're doing the travel agency stuff, which is starting to go really well. I'm hoping that we can go multiple years, multiple times.
That's an interesting facet here that's on my list to bring up with you. Because not very many people are DVC owners and a Disney travel agent.
Hmm.
So when did the travel agency business start to come into this?
I started looking at it end of last year. And I was going to do it. So it was like a great extension of my podcast efforts. I mean, I podcasted for, you know, 4 years without really monetizing it at all. And, you know, as I looked at it was funny, a couple of the other podcasters, I was thinking about it and I saw a bunch of other ones starting to pop up doing it, some of the longer running ones. I said, well, I must be onto something here. And I've been affiliated with an agency, Fairy Tale Concierge. They were sponsoring my podcast and all that kind of stuff. So I talked with them. You know, it made sense. My wife at first was not that interested, actually. And I just started going for it myself, started doing the training, started getting into it. But, you know, I work full time. I was doing, you know, how long it takes to do a podcast. And
it's
yeah.
It's forever.
It takes 8 to 10 hours, especially when I do 2 hour shows or something like that. And so, yeah, it was, you know, I knew it was, and I finally, she finally said, yeah, I want to do this. And, you know, I was like, you're going to really love this. And she is actually. And it was nice. She paired up with our good friend, Judy Ludwig, and the two of them, they rock it. They're doing great. They love going on vacation together. So they're really just, we're raising money going more on Disney vacations. It's working out great. It's a great extension to the podcast too. It helps people. And, you know, you teach the newbies how to go. And then, hopefully, you know, my biggest dream would be that people from my podcast will have lots of meetups, what we're going to call geek and family reunions down there. And so we'll be able
So now we've mentioned the podcast a few times. Let's go ahead and mention it. And that's where I found you. Somebody had mentioned in one of the forums, hey, you guys should go check out their podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast name.
Geeking on WDW.
It is a wonderful show. I just got to plug your show. You know, I do all interviews in my DVC points. So it's member interviews, insider interviews, but you also do primarily interviews, right?
My daughter and I started out doing just her and I talking about our favorites in Disney World. We pretty quickly brought on people. I started looking at blogs. So looking at authors through blogs and other podcasters and travel agents were my key target to see. I didn't know if people would come on the show. You know, what did I know? I was starting out and cold contacting people through Twitter, mostly, I think it was at that time. And to my surprise, everybody would say yes. Not only say yes, but the conversations and the attitudes and the people that are Disney people are really special people. I don't just say that. I've lived it for 4 years interviewing them and bringing them on the show. Yeah. And so I do that. And we do. I love the interviews. I love, my whole show is about building community. I very specifically, actually, if I take you back to the conferences that I went to, I first learned about podcasting because one of the Lotus guys was doing a podcast back in 2005. They were doing it about the software and it was, you know, great format to listen and to get insider. They were talking, doing interviews with people, you know, listening to people talk about something that you're passionate about. You could do it while you're exercising, you're in the car, all that kind of stuff. And I watched this one particular guy build a community around the software developers. And it actually related to Disney World too, because we would, before the conference started, the Big River Grill was a hangout that we would go to. And you'd get to meet these. Now, back then, there was no Facebook or Twitter. We had blogs. And a lot of these consultants had blogs. They posted software tips, that kind of stuff. And you would have conversations on the blogs. So there was an online community that was built that way. And then there was always this face-to-face meeting at the conference. I mean, Chad, the first time I went to the conference, I didn't know anybody. I walked around, you know, kind of bored to some degree, not knowing anybody. The year that I finally went to one of these meetups and met people that I knew online, oh, wow, the angels sang. I mean, it was amazing. The community that was built there, it was the camaraderie, because we were a niche software, so other IT people kind of looked down on us. So you would see people that, you know, again, they did what you did. They knew the problems that you had. You know, they helped you solve those problems. That community is still going strong today, although the software is a little weaker than it used to be. But I learned from that. I mean, that was my intention with the podcast, to do something I'm passionate about, something I knew about, something that I could build community around. And that was all intentional. That's what I've been doing for the last 4 years. And it always comes up in conversation. I always run into people that are Disney fans.
It is. You hit a couple of key things. When I first started looking at DVC, and then after I did my first DVC stay, I came back from it and I went, these people are different. These people are like really, really, really genuine, nice people. Yeah. That drew me in as much as anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love your commitment to community, because on my show, you know, my three core values are, I'm here to entertain, to inform, and connect people.
Absolutely.
Connect them with your show, connect them with various other people that come on the show, connect them into the DVC community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I was amazed. I mean, we've had comments. People have just been great. We talk about the people in our community as if they are family here at home. Mom, Judy, and I, whenever we're talking, we mention these people's names like we've known them our whole lives. It's so true. And I get comments, my Facebook and the Messenger and email, all day long, Chad. I get people coming, asking me questions, interacting with me, or they'll share things, you know, personal things with me about something that's, you know, a health problem or how the podcast, you know, lifts their spirits. I mean, that is stuff I never expected. Although a person who I consider my mentor online mentioned that kind of thing that the podcast will do. And when it happened, it was pretty special. If you want to listen to one of those episodes that kind of looks back on our show, I was just thinking about this, it was episode 200 that we did. And my community sent in clips talking about the show and what it's meant to them. So
I'll see if I can link to that particular show and get it into the show notes.
It was a fun. I was listening back to it recently because I actually have someone who's going to have me come on there. A blogger is going to interview me. And she was asking what was my favorite show. And I had to think back and, you know, say that one, that community, yeah, specific one definitely is now my favorite show that I've done.
Most excellent. Speaking of which, how can people connect with you or join the Geekin family?
We live primarily on our Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. I mean, you can find us, Geekin on WDW.com is our website, so you can find our podcast that way. We're on. If you search Disney World in iTunes, we come up very high in the search. So we got a cool logo with gears. You'll recognize us. And then it is a private Facebook group. And if you just search for that on the Facebook, you will be asked three questions. Just answer those questions, and then I let people in. As long as I really pre-qualify people and look at their profile and see if they actually go to Disney World and listen to the show kind of thing. But yeah, those are the primary ways to get a hold of me.
I think anybody listening to this show would definitely qualify.
I think so. Yeah. We don't talk. I mean, we don't talk about DVC as much as we used to. I had one show, you know, early on, one of our great guests, Glenn Kessler, he talks about this on that episode 200. I was listening back and he said, you know, I was looking into DVC and you guys obviously were talking about trips that you did on DVC. And you know what I'll do is I said, well, Glenn, here's my phone number. Give me a call. But we ended up actually doing that. But we also recorded a show answering all his questions about DVC.
So yeah,
I've done. Well,
that's just it. And that's the whole point of my podcast is I remember when Laura and I first started getting serious about getting into DVC this last time. And one of I'm actually begging Sue to come on the show, and I might get her to say yes. She was a coworker of my mother-in-law.
Okay.
She has been involved in DVC since Saratoga was initially since Beach Club was sold.
Okay.
And that was her first contract.
Yeah.
And so she kind of walked us through this whole story of it.
Okay.
That's what threw us over the edge was hearing her membership report. And that's why I'm doing these membership reports so that other people can get a real member's perspective on this.
Yeah, I like that. I love the idea. It's
not a salesperson pitching DVC, but real people and how they've used their membership and where they want to go with it in the future.
Absolutely. If you're on the fence, guys, and you love Disney World, check it out. It's easy to check out with them too. If you go to some of those, they're actually, you know what, they're giving away $100 gift cards, I've heard recently, that if you go and do the thing, and they're very low key. They are not a hard sell. Believe me, they run people through there all the time. They know what their numbers are. They don't need to do a hard sell.
Yeah, they give fast passes and other things like that as well. Are you more of a resale fan or are you more of a direct fan?
You know, there was a couple of reasons. So we did take advantage of the financing, which you can only do direct.
Well, there's other companies that finance them as well, but
yes, that's true. It was so convenient with Disney. We'll put it that way too. There was a convenience that was just like, show them your income and you're done. It was so easy. What was else? Well, there was always this rumor that they would take away the perks at the time. You know, then they started to do this. They started to take away.
Oh, they have.
They did that after. Yeah. We heard some rumors, you know, they would take away. There were some that weren't all that popular. Like if you buy resale, there's some locations that you can't go to in the world. They're not Disney properties.
Yeah. Like the Concierge Collection or something along that.
Yes, exactly. I don't even know what they are, but those things, I do like the membership lounge and all those kinds of things. I think if I'm going in, at least with the first contract, I think the way I have it set up right now, I like it the way I did it because I get all the perks. If I would probably buy resale, like I said, for another contract just because I would still get all my perks and, you know, I could save on that initial cost for sure. I would probably do that. But for me, it was better to buy through Disney at the time.
I'm a fan of both.
Yeah.
I bought the vast majority of my stuff through resale.
Yeah.
And then did enough to get my toes into the blue card water.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There you go. Yeah. Cause right now, you know, when you see what Wilderness Lodge in the Copper Creek was selling for, I mean, I never would have bought the amount of points that I did dive in for at today's cost. Like I said, it worked out for me at the time when I bought.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts on today's show, Kurt? Do you have any specific asks for the listeners? I know we both are going to recommend they go check out Geeking on WDW podcast.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, congratulations on your podcast. I love talking to podcasters. I love supporting you guys. And yeah, if you ever need anything, questions or whatever, reach out to me. If anyone listening has questions about Disney, and obviously we certainly can help you out. Our Facebook group, it's so busy now and people answer questions all the time. It's such a great resource. The people are so helpful. You're a member of that community too. Love it when you guys are posting everything out there. But no, I'd say, I love all these guys that are checking it out, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And we will see you on the Geekin Facebook site.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
I have a couple of post-show admin items. If you'll think back to episode 10, the Franken Resort Show, on December 1st, we promised you to publish the results of that. And that show came down to one single like difference. This came down to a neck and neck race between Tom Skipper Canteen Resort and Valerie Swiss Chalets. And the winner is Valerie Swiss Chalets. I'd like to congratulate everybody on that show for a very, very successful run. That was a lot of fun doing that show, and we look forward to doing more. Another admin note, if you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, the MyDVC Points community group on Facebook, go ahead and do so. There will be some announcements coming up there about some meetups coming in 2019. I know we'll have one in February, one in May, and probably one around July 4th. Stay tuned for that. You can join the group for more information on that. If you enjoy hearing DVC members' stories, please remember to like and subscribe to our podcast at your favorite podcast player. That subscribe button will help you never miss an episode. I'd like to give a shout out to KELBRA2333. He left us an iTunes review that reads, "The podcast, it's both nostalgic and to the point. Raising up a DV family is not just about trips you take, but all the fun you have with your family in between the trips as you plan, reminisce, strategize, learn about new attractions, shows, and restaurants. This podcast captures such a lifestyle and family bond." Thank you for that wonderful 5-star review. It helps us get the show out there and more people find our show when they go search in iTunes. And thank you for listening, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.